the folks who sell the show, because I'm just on the talking end of this. I can't tell you about the satellite. I can't tell you how to produce it. I can't tell you about sales. I can tell you about college football, and I try to do that. But when the folks who sell the program came to me, oh, it's got to be close to a year ago, and they said, hey, we have an idea, somebody who wants to be on the network. I said, well, who is it? And they told me Right From the Heart Ministries, and that Pastor Bryant Wright, and I said, absolutely. I said, let's do whatever we need to get Bryant Wright on, because his messages are the only commercial that I actually will make sure I listen to. I don't listen to the Gatorade commercial or the Duracell commercial or whatever else, but it's the only commercial that after 60 seconds I realize I feel a little bit better right now. So I want to welcome into studio right now a man who has a new book out as well. It is Pastor Bryant Wright. Bryant, welcome, brother.
Glad to be with you, Chuck. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, and like I said, you not only have a new book out, but you are a proud graduate of a now Southeastern Conference school with South Carolina, correct?
That's right. When I was at the University of South Carolina in the dark ages, back in the 70s.
Back when they were in the ACC.
That's right. We were in the ACC. Actually won the ACC basketball championship when I was there, upset Chapel Hill, and that was a huge event in Columbia. But I really love being in the SEC because I'm such a football fan.
Do you get to go back? Because I know you're pastor of a church just north of Atlanta with like 8,000, 9,000 folks at it. Do you get to go back to many of the ball games?
Rarely. Usually have to watch on TV because so many of the games are at night now, and getting back about 4 in the morning, not much good preaching occurs on Sunday morning.
Yeah, probably doesn't send the message when you step into the pulpit and you got the bloodshot eyes.
That's
and
right.
You know, it looks like a roadmap on beside each pupil.
That's right.
But there is a specific challenge. You and I were talking off the air before you came on that, you know, like Mark Richt or, you know, Nussmeier and McElwain down in Gainesville, Florida. You can go outside and shake the tree and Division I players just start falling out of it. Whoever the coach is at South Carolina, they cannot do that. They just have to kind of wait on a Clowney or a Lattimore or somebody like that to come along. It is an extra challenge you got to overcome.
It is a tough challenge, especially from recruiting, because you only have so many Division I athletes in the state of South Carolina. Think about this. The state of South Carolina is smaller than Metro Atlanta, so you just don't have as big a pool to pull from. But if the coach is good at recruiting in Florida and Georgia, North Carolina, you can pull on great athletes in those states around you. But it is a bigger challenge than Georgia or Florida has.
If you recognize the voice, it is Bryant Wright. You hear his spots all the time, and every Thursday we do What's Right in College Football, brought to you by rightfromtheheart.org, Right From the Heart Ministries. You know, it's funny you say you don't get to go back very often. What I've noticed in this job, I mean, literally now 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, I do college football. The deeper I have gotten into this industry, the less I actually get to go to games because I have to be aware of so much. But the funny thing is, you say you don't get to go back to games in Columbia very often. I don't get to go to very many games in my alma mater, but the athletic director there, Jay Jacobs, told me, well, that's fine, just send a check. So I'm sure you get the same call from Columbia.
We definitely get the calls from Columbia on that.
Yeah, I tell everybody, I was like, I send them a check every year, $250. And for $250, I get a sticker about the size of a playing card that I can put on my car window. That's what I get for my $250.
Well, hey, they give us a sticker from Carolina for just giving $50, so we have a better deal on that.
There you go. All right. Now, we could talk college football all day, but I do want to mention you have a brand-new book, The Stage is Set. And when I was looking through it, and again, it came out probably, I'm going to say, like 3 weeks ago, it was a familiar theme because I think that every age – thinks that the days they're going through are the most turbulent and difficult, and World War II, Vietnam, Watergate, Cold War with Reagan and Russia, every age thinks that their current times are the most turbulent there's ever been.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about that, and people tend to think that about the second coming of Jesus Christ, and that's what this book is about. I think what is unique, Chuck, in this day and age is modern technology, of which you're part of that industry. You can now get the message of the good news of Christ everywhere in the world through an iPhone, through different technology that is available, even in the remote parts of the world today.
Yeah.
So that is allowing the message to get to every people group on the face of the earth. So that makes it a unique time in today's world.
Title of the book is The Stage is Set by Bryant Wright. You can go to Amazon. You can just Google it, The Stage is Set, Bryant Wright, and a lot of different ways for you to purchase the book. And again, it's a fantastic theme. And what I was really taken away from it is that while we always think that the current times we live in are the toughest ever and the most dangerous, as long as you set the stage in your personal life, it doesn't really matter what the external world is doing. That really it's up to you to kind of set the stage for what's beyond in your own life.
You know, it's exactly right, Chuck, because as I say in this book, we all celebrate the touchdown in college football like nothing else. That is an incredible excitement for the home team. But there's going to be an ultimate final touchdown when Jesus touches down on the Mount of Olives right outside of Jerusalem in his second coming. And like touchdowns in college football, there'll be winners and there'll be losers. So each individual wants to be sure that their life is right in that relationship with Jesus Christ today in order to be ready for that time when the touchdown occurs. None of us know. Only God knows when that time will occur. But we definitely want to be ready at that time.
And it's also true that if someone ever claims they know, Then the only thing that
That's
you know
prophet.
Is that they don't.
The Bible is very clear. Jesus is very clear. If somebody gives you the day and hour, you run. That's a false prophet. Don't pay attention to that person.
One thing I was also asking you as we continue Chuck Oliver's show on a Friday with Bryant Wright. Again, The Stage is Set is his new book. It's a fantastic discussion about kind of a common thread that's gone through everybody's minds, regardless of whether you lived in the 1800s, 1900s, modern day, whatever. I graduated high school in 1986, and I remember I couldn't recall a football game I ever played where we didn't have prayer before the game, and that has really disappeared in most places, even in the Deep South where I'm from and where we live today. And what has happened to pregame prayer?
Well, a lot of it is the public schools just feel pressure. If there's one person that maybe is an atheist or an agnostic that is upset by the prayer and brings a complaint by it, a lot of times the public schools just give in to that one person or a small group of people. But it really is allowed, especially as you have student-led prayers. It's fully allowed. But a lot of people think it's against the law or against the rules or separation of church and state. But what people don't understand about separation of church and state, Thomas Jefferson came up with that, with the idea that the church would be protected from the government, not to keep the church out of society and all the events of society. So it's really been a turned upside down view of separation of church and state that we have in America today.
Wrapping up with Pastor Bryant Wright again, you hear him all week on our show with his spots, but then also every Thursday, What's Right in College Football, brought to us by rightfromtheheart.org. There are apps out there for folks to download if they want the message every single day. They can go to the website, et cetera. So it is all out there and available, right?
Absolutely.
The Stage is Set is the name of the book. Again, Amazon, you can get it anywhere you want to. One final question for you before we wrap up today. It's funny that when the pregame prayer kind of fell out of favor, that, you know, a lot of folks expected, well, private schools would be the last bastion for that. But because they don't take tax dollars, they can do whatever they want.
Absolutely.
But even in private school settings, there so often is the case of an individual donor who is so powerful in those settings that sometimes it disappears even faster from a private school setting.
No doubt. Money is going to talk in those kind of situations. It puts pressure on the individual school or the administrators of that school. But I think we just have to remember as Americans, we have freedom of religion. It is a First Amendment right. And that's not something that has to be prohibited in a public place. Think about all that Congress does. Think about the inauguration of President Trump or President Obama, where you have different ministers praying a prayer on that day. So it's really a misunderstanding that the general culture has about public prayer.
Well, I want to tell you before you get out of here today that if you're able to make it, but when was the last time? Can you remember the last time you were in Columbia for a ball game?
Yeah, I was over when they beat Missouri this past year. I try to get at least one game a year. And, of course, when they play in Athens, it's always fun to go between the hedges, especially when Spurrier was our coach. I hope Muschamp will rise to that challenge of owning the Dogs like that.
You know, the funny thing is, Spurrier's first year, the quintessential Steve Spurrier moment was South Carolina was not good in 2005.
Absolutely.
And he showed up and looked at the roster, and he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. And Georgia was really good in 2005. And if not for a motion penalty on a touchdown that South Carolina had two men in motion on a touchdown play, they could have won that day. And the look on Spurrier's face, I was like, that's why you know he's such a great coach, is because before the ball was snapped, he was trying to tell a guy, stop moving, stop moving. It really was a coup for South Carolina to get, I mean, the two previous coaches, Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier, that's not what anybody expected.
Not at all. But you find that at South Carolina, with our mediocre heritage and when it comes to college football, as much as we have the most loyal fans in the world,
that's true.
Always hoping for that moment of breakthrough. But Holtz and Spurrier brought a reputation that allowed them to get the level of recruit that is needed to win. And those three 11-win seasons that Spurrier has, at least it shows that Carolina can compete on a high level if they'll get the prospects in there with a good coach and staff to do so. So we're hopeful that hopefully it'll happen with Muschamp.
And you weren't just boasting either when you said the best fans. You know, South Carolina started in, 1880s, 1890s, whenever playing college football. And in 1984, that's when they had that Black Magic offense and the Fire Ants defense and 10-1.
Morrison was the coach. He was outstanding.
Absolutely. And went down to the Gator Bowl. Except for that 10-win season, the program had never won double-digit games until Spurrier got there. But every single year, they would sell out. South Carolina would lead the SEC in donations every year. And so it's one of those fan bases. Like I said, I don't root for you. I don't root against you. But it's one of those fan bases. You look around sometimes, you think, if anybody deserves a little something, it's got to be the Gamecocks fans.
You know, it's interesting that the state motto of South Carolina is, "While I breathe, I hope." That's a perfect motto for a South Carolina Gamecock fan.
All right. Well, Pastor Wright, I appreciate you making time to come in for us today. Again, the name of the book is The Stage is Set. You can get it on Amazon, so many other places.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Great to be with you.
Yeah, like I said, we're going to go ahead and count that as our what's right in college football today. It ain't going to get any better than having the man in studio.